everyone, and welcome to our combined worship this morning.
各位早晨，欢迎你哋嚟参加我哋今日联合嘅感恩节崇拜。
And happy Thanksgiving.
亦都系喺树祝大家有一个快乐嘅感恩节嘅日子。
When I was living as a missionary in Taiwan, I realized more clearly that Thanksgiving is an American holiday.
我喺台湾做宣教士工作嘅时候呢。我就深深體會到，原來感恩節係我哋美國一個大嘅節日。
And people over there didn't celebrate Thanksgiving.
係亞洲嘅人咧，係對於感恩節佢哋唔係好清楚明白嘅。
And the Canadians have a Thanksgiving Day, but it's a month earlier.
加拿大人都有感恩節嘅，不過佢哋比我哋早一個月嚟慶祝。
But if you've been living in this country any length of time,You've had a chance to experience the American Thanksgiving holiday.
若果你喺呢个国家居住有一段时日，你都会明白到我哋庆祝感恩节嘅嗰个心情系点样。
And it's such a big holiday that the day before Thanksgiving is usually the busiest travel day of the whole year.
系咁样紧要嘅一个节日，通常喺感恩节前一日呢，系我哋美国全年最繁忙呢一个出门旅游嘅日子。
Yeah, I'm just curious, how many people here will be traveling somewhere for Thanksgiving?
不知道在当中我们这树下感恩节之前一两日有哪几人会出门的呢?
Okay. Only a few of us. I think some of the others are already gone.
我相信其实那些要出门的已经走了。
No, because some of the school are out for an entire week, so some of the families already left.
有些学校已经是放紧假，所以家庭已经是离开了这个地方。
But Thanksgiving is really a time about family.
感恩节其实是一个家人团聚的时间。
It's a time for the family to gather together and give thanks to God for His blessings throughout the year.
是一个日子，家人会聚埋一起喺树嚟向神感谢。
And so people often travel many miles to be with their family for Thanksgiving.
所以好多人呢就会不辞劳苦呢，系长途跋涉去探望家人。
And if you were here last night, we had a special Thanksgiving program.
如果你昨晚在树的，我们都有一起来庆祝感恩节特别节目。
And the theme of that program was family.
咁我们昨晚用的主题呢，讲到爱在家中。
And so for this Thanksgiving combined worship, I wanted to speak a little bit more about the topic of family.
我们今天在这个敬拜的时候，我们都用一些时间再一次呢，是来分享家在感恩节的那个重要地位。
What does it really mean to have a Christian family?
究竟一个基督徒的家庭应该是怎样的呢？
Well, when I thought about that question, I immediately thought about Deuteronomy chapter 6.
我想到那个题目的时候，很自然想到我们今天读的这一段经文，在《申命记》所记载的这一节经文。
This is actually one of the key passages in the Bible about what it looks like to have God as part of our family life.
神若果是在我们的家庭里面是居主位的话，这一段经文就给我们明白当中的意义了。
So first of all, what really matters?
究竟咩最重要嘅咧？
The context of Deuteronomy is that the people of Israel have spent 40 years wandering in the wilderness.
嗱，《申命記》呢一本經文記載咧，就係話呢個猶太人已經咧係在曠野漂流咗40年嘅時間。
And now they've come near the Jordan River.
嚟到約旦河邊啦。
They're getting ready to cross over the river.
预备要越过约旦河去到河嘅嗰一边。
And before they do that, Moses calls all the people together and he reviews all of God's laws.
未曾过河之前，摩西聚召集呢一啲人喺处再重新嘅嚟讲述神俾佢哋嘅律法。
And so if you look at the first couple chapters and the last couple chapters, you discover the whole book of Deuteronomy is that review that they had on the banks of the Jordan.
若果我们是留心看《申命记》头几章和《申命记》最后几章，我们就会很清楚看到在约旦河边摩西为他们所重新讲述的律法的内容。
And so he's reminding them of something that they have heard many times before.
他提醒这一群以色列人，他们过去几十年不断地听到的道理。
They're about ready to cross over the river into the promised land.
他们预备要越过这个约旦河去到神所应许给你的地方。
And Moses is reminding them, when you get into the land, be faithful to God.
摩西提醒他们，当你去到这个应许地的时候，你们要对神的吩咐是忠心。
Remember all the instructions he gave you about how to live life.
要记得神点样吩咐佢哋喺生活上面要遵守嘅律例。
And not only that, but to pass those on to your children and your grandchildren.
唔单止系要遵守，仲要将到呢啲律法律例呢，系向佢哋嘅子孙嚟传达。
So he's preparing them for life in the promised land.
所以佢喺呢一度预备呢一啲人点样嘅进入呢个应许地之后当过嘅生活。
And that includes passing God's teachings on to future generations.
包括咗点样能够将到佢哋领受嘅律法系将佢传递到下一代。
Every Christian mother and father wants to pass their faith onto their children.
每一位基督徒嘅父母系有咁嘅责任要将到佢哋嘅信仰系向佢哋下一代嚟传递。
We know that sometimes that doesn't work.
我哋知道有时候行唔通。
And in fact,There are numerous surveys that say that something like 75% of the kids who grow up in church leave church after they're adults.
其實有啲呢一個問卷咧，嗰個答案就話大概有75%嘅兒女，佢哋雖然在基督教嘅家庭裏邊長大，但係到佢成長之後離開咗教會嘅生活。
And many of us personally.Are aware of cases where this has happened.
我哋好多人亲身亦都系经历到呢咁样嘅情况。
So it's a big problem.
呢个系一个大嘅问题。
And so Moses is preparing them to teach their faith to their children in the new land.
摩西喺处预备呢啲人点样在应许嘅地方居住嘅时候，将信仰传递到俾下一代。
And the first thing he does in verse 4 is remind them of the most important command.
他要做的就是比喻好像在第四节提醒他们神律法最重要的那一点。
It says in verse 5, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
以色列啊，你要听，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
This is really the summary of all of God's laws put into one law.
这个就是神律法的总纲。
When the scribes asked Jesus, they said, Teacher, which law out of all of God's laws is the most important one?
问是问耶稣，神的律法最重要是哪一点呢？
And Jesus quoted this verse.
耶稣就套用了这一节经文回答他们。
So according to Jesus, this is the most important command in the whole Bible.
耶稣的教导就是说这一段这一节是圣经里面最重要的律法。
To love God with all your heart and all your mind and all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱你的神。
And if you really do that, you'll end up following God's other laws automatically.
若然你能够做到这一点，神其他的律法你就必定可以跟随。
This is really the heart of the description of what it means to live the Christian life.
呢一样嘢就系俾我哋知道基督徒生活嘅中心系点样嘅。
And then, as I said, Moses instructed them, pass this on to your children and to your grandchildren and the generation after that.
摩西提醒佢哋话要将到呢一条律法系传递到佢哋嘅儿孙嗰一代。
How are they going to do that?
点样做呢？
And that's what I call lifestyle training.
我就称之为我哋。生活上面的实践训练啦。
Starting in verse 6, it talks about three things that we're supposed to do with God's words.
第六节提醒我们，对于神的吩咐，我们有三样事情必要做。
The first of those three things is to keep those words in your heart.
第一件事就要将神的说话存记在心。
In verse 6.
第六节这么讲的。
So, in other words, don't just look at God's word and then forget about it.
即是说不要只是看完神的说话就忘记了。
Don't just keep your Bible at home and keep it closed and never look at it.
不要只是将到圣经当一个摆设品放在家中。
But he tells us to take God's words and to put them in our hearts.
吩咐我们要将神的说话、话语存记在心。
To make them part of our lives.
成为我们的生命的一部分。
It goes beyond just understanding the theology.
是超越过只是理性上面明白里面所教导的道理。
But to let God's words affect our attitudes and our feelings and our actions.
而是要让神的说话来带领我们日常生活的一切。
So before we want to pass God's truth on to our children, first we have to live it out ourselves.
因此我们在传递神的说话向我们的下一代来教导之先，我们本身要领受又能够活出这个道理。
And then in verse 7, he says to teach these words to your children.
第七节讲到，他说你要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Speaking to the parents.
是向家长来说话的。
And according to the Bible, parents have the primary responsibility for teaching their children about God.
圣经的教导，父母是有这个责任要将道理教导给儿女。
Now, of course, we have programs at church for children and for teenagers to teach them about God.
没错，在教会的生活里面，我们有主日学，有团契的教导来教导这些年轻人。
But realistically, your children are at church for only a couple hours a week.
但实际上，我们知道我们的儿女在教会里面参与生活都只是一个礼拜几个钟头。
How many hours per week are they at home?
究竟有几多时间佢哋系在家中嘅呢
？How many hours per week are they at school？
系有几多时间佢哋系在学校里边嚟生活嘅呢
？They're only here for a couple hours at church。
我哋都知道在教会里边就嗰几个钟头嘅啫。
And even though we now have a great youth pastor, we still can't do the whole job all by ourselves。
啊，虽然我哋而家有一个好活泼嘅青年人嘅牧师啦，但系佢所做都系有限嘅。
So the church can try to help parents in their job。Of teaching their children about God.
教会可以协助父母来将真理教导给儿童。
But God gives the main responsibility to the parents.
但是神将到教导儿女的责任是给过父母。
And fathers have a special role in teaching their kids about God.
特别是父亲有一个特别的责任要来教导儿女。
I know, sometimes as men, we will say, well, it's my job to earn a living.And my wife will take care of the children, and she'll teach them about God.
好多时候，我哋做男人嘅就话，我哋嘅责任系揾食，教导儿女嘅责任系在太太嘅身上。
But in the Bible, it's the fathers who have the biggest responsibility to teach their kids about God.
但系圣经话俾你知道，父亲系教导儿女主要嘅嗰个人物。
So we can't escape that responsibility.
因此，我哋做父亲嘅系唔能够摆脱嗰个责任嘅。
And then these verses talk about teaching.Our kids about God as part of daily life.
圣经告诉我们知道教导儿女呢，这个真理教导是日日要进行的。
It says to talk of them, that is talk of God's words, when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lay down, and when you rise up.
第七节告诉我们知道，我们殷勤教导儿女呢，是无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下，起来，都要谈论。
So it pictures a situation where You're sitting together at home, maybe you're sitting to have dinner together, maybe you're sitting in the living room, and you're, as a family, you're talking about God's words.
我们想到或者在家中我们在树里坐在树或者是在沙发椅上来躺下但是当我们谈论的时候呢是需要讲论到神的道理。
It says when you walk by the way,
或者我们在路上行走的时候
Of course, in their time, they had to walk everywhere they went.
旧时的人呢是靠双腿 来行走的。
Maybe for us, that would be when you're driving somewhere in the car.
或者我们今天的生活呢就是我们和儿女在车道我们驾车来往的时间。
You're going somewhere in the car, and sometimes you talk about God's words as a family.
在开车要去到目的地的时间过程里面我们是有机会是跟我们的儿女谈论到神的道理。
It says when you lie down and when you rise up.
这里说当你躺下或者起来都要谈论。
In other words, in the evening at bedtime and in the morning when you get up and have breakfast.
联想到我们在晚上睡觉之前或者朝早一起跟家人用早餐的时间。
So do you get the picture?
大概你可以想象到个情况。
It's talking about a family where the parents are talking with their children about God's word just throughout the day as part of life.
描述到做父母嘅喺每一日嘅生活过程里边，唔同嘅环境里边咧，系将咗真理系教导俾我哋嘅儿女。
It's a whole lot more than only letting your kids learn about God on Sunday morning or Friday night.
当然呢个咧系超乎咗我哋成日以为只系有礼拜日朝头早喺主日学或者系团契里边儿女学习真理嘅机会。
But to make our spiritual lives and to make God's word just a regular part of family life.
而要将到教导神嘅道理成为我哋日常生活自自然嘅一部分。
I didn't grow up that way.
我唔喺嗰种环境里边长大。
My family has a Roman Catholic background.
我嘅家人咧系罗马天主教嘅个背景。
And so on Sunday we went to the Catholic Church.
当然我哋礼拜日系会去嘅教会咧系嚟望弥撒。
But we didn't talk about God during the week.
除此之外，喺每一个周日当中，我哋系冇机会谈论到教嘅神嘅。
We never looked at the Bible together.
我哋亦都冇从来咧系一齐嚟读圣经。
And so when Joni and I got married, we had to try to figure out how do we do this.
所以我同我太太结婚之后咧，我哋要喺度谂啊，点样先能够系喺家庭里边咧系一齐嚟读经咧？
And maybe some of you who are younger and have children at home. Maybe you're in the same situation trying to figure out, well, how do we be a Christian family?
或者我哋在座当中有年轻嘅父母吓，喺树嚟筹划紧，究竟点样能够活出一个基督徒嘅家庭嘅生活呢？
The challenge is that as parents, we have to be role models.
嗱，做父母最大嘅挑战就点样能够喺我哋嘅儿女面前成为一个榜样。
We have to be examples.
我哋需要立一个榜样。
You want your kids to be patient, you need to be patient.
如果你想你的儿女是有这个忍耐的心的话，你就要有一个榜样给他们学怎样来忍耐。
You want your kids to read the Bible, you need to read the Bible.
如果你想你的儿女经常读圣经的话，你需要有一个榜样给他们看到你都是经常读圣经的。
You know, it doesn't really do any good to say, don't do as I do, do as I say.
得个讲字是没用的。你如果教你的儿女，你不要照我所做的方法来做啊，是没用的。
That doesn't work.
这样是没用的教导。
That's one of the hard parts about being a parent.
做父母最困难的责任就是这一
说。Because especially when kids get to be teenagers, they have a very sensitive hypocrisy detector.
特别是我们的儿女到了这个青少年发育嘅期間嘅時候咧，佢好易睇出我哋所講所做咧嗰個虛偽性係邊一樹。
If you say one thing and do another, they're going to notice right away.
你若果言行不一致嘅，你嘅兒女喺嗰時候咧，好快就會發現。
We have to live the life.
我哋需要活出我哋所講嘅真理。
We have to be an example of someone who is growing into loving God with all our heart and all our mind and all our strength.
我们需要尽心尽性尽力的来活出这个榜样，教导我们的下一代成为一个爱神的人。
None of us are there yet, we're not perfect.
我们不是完美的人。
But are we making a little bit of progress?
但是我们需要日日有进步。
Finally, the third thing,
he says, 第三点,
is to keep these words close at hand.
圣经话你要将呢啲说话呢系放在身边。
That's the way I summarize verses 8 and 9.
第八同埋第九节呢系咁样讲。
He says bind them as a sign on your hand.
系在手上为记号。
I think maybe that represents our actions, the things that we do.
或许呢系代表咗我哋嘅行为啦，我哋所做嘅个方法。
Our actions guided and influenced by God's words.
我哋嘅行为需要呢系藉着神嘅教导、神嘅说话嚟支配。
And then it says they shall be as frontlets between your eyes, or in other words, on your forehead.
咁圣经又话，你要将到神嘅话语呢戴在额上为经文。
I think that means it should be on your mind all the time.
话佢呢一个呢系代表意思，即系话我哋所思想嘅经常有神嘅道理嚟做我哋嘅指标。
Thinking about God's words,
经常思想神的说话
not just at church.
不是只在教会里先思想
Some of the Orthodox Jews take that very, very literally.
有些这个很传统的犹太的信徒，他们是将这些吩咐 係實現在生活裏邊。
In the picture here, you see what's called the phylactery.
嗱，你睇到呢一幅圖畫咧，呢一個猶太嘅信徒，佢將到神嘅説話用一個容器戴在額上。
It's a little leather box that they strap on their head.
嗱，呢一個咧係一個用皮具做成嘅小小嘅容器，將佢咧係駁在額頭上。
And inside there is a little scroll that has some verses from the Hebrew scriptures written.
呢一個盒仔裏邊咧係有一卷小小嘅經文。是希伯来文写成的圣经的说话来的。
I'm not sure this means we all need to go around with those things strapped on our heads.
我不是提议大家照这个方法，我们到处都带着个东西，到处行街。
But we should have God's words in our thoughts, on our minds, day in and day out.
需要每一日，每一时，每一刻，有神的说话来带领我们的思想。
And then it says that you should put them on your doorposts and on your gate.
又話要寫在你房屋的門框上。
This is called a mezuzah.
嗱，呢一個咧係門框、門框經文嘅一個盒仔。
It's something that's only a couple inches long.
啊，好細一件嘢嘅啫。
And Jews will put this outside of their house on the doorframe next to the door.
傳統嘅猶太信徒佢會將呢樣嘢咧。是钉在他自己门口外面的门框上面。
And you can open it up, and on the inside there's a place for, again, for a little scroll with a few verses of the Hebrew Bible.
你将这个盒子打开，里面呢是有写着经文的一个小小的字条。
My neighbor, two houses down, is a Jewish couple, our Jewish couple.
我们有个邻居，两间屋之外的。佢係猶太嘅信徒嚟嘅。
At one time, Joni and I went over there and we looked next to their door. We said, "Oh, look, there's a mezuzah."
有一趟，我同我太太去探佢哋，喺佢哋嘅門外邊上面有呢一樣嘢喎。
So if you have Jewish friends or neighbors, you might see something like this next to their door.
咁若果你有猶太人嘅朋友嘅話，你可能留心下，若佢係信徒嘅話，有呢啲嘢嘅。
Now again, I'm not saying that we all have to put those things on our doorframe.
我唔係喺處鼓勵大家咧，要用呢啲實物。摆在我哋门口嗰处。
But the door is how you go in and out of your house.
门系我哋出入我哋房子嘅呢一个通道。
And I think what this is saying to us is God's words should be influencing what we do when we go out into the world and take action. Whatever we do, it's influenced by the words of God.
可能意思就系话咧，神嘅说话应该咧带领我哋与呢个外面嘅世界接触嘅时候，我哋一切嘅言行。
So in a practical way, how do we make God's word central in our lives?
实际上，我哋点样能够将到神嘅说话成为我哋生活嘅指标呢？
I've had friends that do things like take a Bible verse and write it or print it on a little piece of paper or a card.
我有朋友呢，将到我哋讲嘅圣经嘅说话或者金句吓写低佢，又摆在我哋可以眼见嘅地方。
And they put it up someplace where they'll see it a lot in their house.
摆设在家中佢哋经常可以睇到嘅嗰个位置。
And that usually means it's either on the bathroom mirror or on the refrigerator.
在呢个吓雪柜嘅门外啊，或者在我哋嘅洗手间嗰块镜前边啦。
There's two places you look every day.
因为嗰啲系我哋经常都会望见嘅地方嚟嘅。
They put a Bible verse or two up there.
咁啊，将到圣经嘅金句咧写好，又将佢贴喺嗰处。
So they'll see that and be reminded of the scripture.
当佢哋睇到嘅时候，就被提醒啦。
Maybe memorize that verse.
又更加帮助我哋可以记住啊呢啲经文。
That's just one way of doing it.
呢个系其中一个方法。
People have a long commute. Sometimes they will listen to the audio Bible while they're driving or while they're on public transit.
咁若果系揸车，即系要揸好耐先翻到工嘅，咁啊揸车过程里边咪成日听呢啲咁嘅圣经嘅经带啦。
I mean, some people travel maybe half an hour a day, you could listen to the whole Bible in a year that way.
你知唔知啊？若果你揸车每日要揸成半个钟头，你又听啊呢啲圣经诵读嘅呢啲录音带，你一年之内就成本圣经听晒噶咯。
And it's not going to take any extra time.Than you're spending right now.
你冇花額外嘅時間就達到呢個目的。
So those are just a few examples.
嗱，嗰啲咧只不過係一啲例子。
We need to keep God's words close at hand as part of our lives.
我哋需要將神嘅説話放在我哋就近嘅地方，成為我哋生活嘅一部分。
And then I want to read a few verses later on in this chapter, starting at verse 20.
我哋又睇睇今日《申命記》第六章以下嘅經文，比如話第二十節。
It talks about theology in the home.
呢度講到在家中，我哋應該應用啲咩神學道理呢
？Verse 20.
第二十節。
When your son asks you in time to come, what is the meaning of the testimonies and the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God has commanded you, then you shall say to your son, We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt. And the Lord brought us up out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and grievous, against Egypt and against Pharaoh and all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out of there and that he might bring us in and give us the land which he swore to our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as we are this day.
第二十节咁讲法，佢话日后你嘅儿子问你说：耶和华我们神吩咐你们的这些法度、律例、典章是什么意思呢？你就告诉你的儿子说：我们在埃及作过法老的奴仆，耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出来，在我们面前将重大可怕的神迹奇事施行在埃及地。和法老并他全家的身上，将我们从那里领出来，要领我们进入他向我们列祖起誓应许之地，把这地赐给我们。耶和华又吩咐我们遵行这一切律例，要敬畏耶和华我们的神，使我们常得好处，蒙他保存我们的生命，像今日一样。
When the next generations come along, they didn't remember being slaves in Egypt.
以色列人的下一代，他们不记得神当日从他们在埃及地领出来的那个事情。
And the next generation is not going to remember being in the wilderness.
下一代以色列人更加不会记起他们上一代人在埃及，在这个旷野地四十年的那个情况是怎样。
So they're talking about ways of remindingTheir children of what God has done.
呢度讲到佢哋点样要嚟提醒，要嚟教导佢哋嘅下一代，能够系知道神点样拯救佢哋嘅嗰段历史。
As I've been talking about, this is describing family discussions about God.
呢度咧系讲到一个家庭点样经常嘅嚟谈论到神嘅作为。
As part of your daily life.
呢个系成为我哋日常生活当有嘅一部分。
Maybe having some time to study the Bible together as a family.
或许我哋一家人要有啲时间一齐嚟读圣经。
Depending on the age of the children, sitting down together and looking at God's word.
视乎你个儿女嘅年龄嘅嗰个大细，唔同嘅方法嚟学习。
Talking about it.
我哋要讲。
And praying together.
一同佢哋祷告。
Putting God in the middle of your family.
将到神摆在我哋家中生活嘅主位。
And you notice here it says.When your son asks,
嗱呢度第二十节讲到佢话，当你嘅儿子问你嘅时候
，because we should watch for teachable moments.
我哋需要咧系找住呢啲可教导嘅时刻。
Our children are naturally curious.
细蚊仔好好奇嘅。
And when they ask us something related to our faith, don't just say, "Oh, I'm busy. I can't talk about that right now."
若果佢哋向你问及关乎信仰嘅问题，你就唔好避开呢啲问题，要找住嗰个机会嚟教导。
Take time to talk with them.
用时间向佢哋嚟
take time to share God's word with them.
教导神嘅说话。
The Jewish culture had some built-in ceremonies that reminded them about what God had done.
猶太人咧，亦都有啲節期咧，係提醒佢哋點樣嘅嚟敬拜神。
One of them was the Passover meal.
啊，其中一樣嘢就係講到呢個逾越節嘅嗰個晚餐啦。
In Exodus 13, where this is instituted, it says something very interesting.
出埃及記十三章咁樣講。
After it describes the Passover, a few verses later it says, "And in time to come, when your son asks."
咁啊。当讲完咗呢个逾越节当守嘅呢一个习俗之后，咁啊圣经又讲咯，当你嘅儿子问你嘅时间
，so they're having this Passover ceremony and the children were saying, well, Dad, why are we doing this？
你可以想象得到啦，呢个犹太嘅家庭喺处嚟纪念呢一个逾越节嘅晚餐嘅时候，细蚊仔问个父亲。
Kids will say, what does this mean?
什么意思来的?
Why do we eat something different? And that's an opportunity to say, well, let me tell you.
那个呢,
this is how we remember.
父亲就说,
this is how we remember what God has done for us.
这个呢,
and Jewish culture has a number of ceremonies and things built in that give you a perfect opportunity to teach their children.
猶太人的習俗裡面,他有很多不同的這些機會,是給他們的家長,可以將他們的信仰傳遞給他下一代。
Next month is going to be Christmas.
下一個月我們會慶祝聖誕日。
Something a lot of Christian families do is use an Advent wreath.
Using what?
Advent wreath.
How do you describe that? 那個聖誕那些綠色的環
it's usually a wreath of evergreen branches or plastic evergreen branches, and there's four candles on it.
我們用那些長青的植物、那些樹枝或者樹葉整成一個環上面有些蠟燭在擺設
and the way it works is the first week you light one candle, the next week you light two candles, and so on, in the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas.
四個禮拜的時間,從第一個禮拜點一支蠟燭,第二個禮拜兩支,這樣,到第四個禮拜之後,就將整個環的蠟燭點好它。
And actually, at least in the English worship, you're going to see one in 2 weeks.
兩個禮拜之後,我們英文的崇拜,你會見到這個擺設。
But this is a lot of things that, this is something that a lot of families do at home.
这些东西就很多家庭都会做的。
They can sit together with their children and read a passage from the Bible and light a candle and talk about the coming of Jesus and what that means.
坐在一起,点了一支蜡烛,读一两节经文,教导小孩子关于基督要来这个世界的那个道理。
So that's just one example of a way of bringing God into our families.
这些是一个例子,怎样将神带进你的家庭里面?
What does it take to make this work?
究竟怎样做才对呢?
Well, first of all, you have to spend time with your kids.
当然你要花时间来跟你的儿女有交通啦。
In her testimony last night, Faye said something about being a latchkey kid.
给我们有个见证,他年轻的时候在教会怎样,有导师愿意花时间在他们身上。
It's very common, right? Mom and dad are so busy that the kids hardly have a chance to talk to them.
我们今天的生活好时候都是这样,做父母太忙了,根本跟儿女见面的时间都没有的。
One of the things that I deeply respect about my father is he always made time.
我几时都记得我父亲是愿意花时间跟我们做子女的有交通。
When I was in high school, he was running his own business out of our basement.
我读中学的时候,他就很忙,在我们家的地窖那算,是来做他的生意的工作。
And I remember one time, he said, no matter how busy I am, if you want to talk to me about something, I will always have time for you.
我记得他跟我说的,无论我是怎样忙都好,你若是需要跟我倾谈或者问题问我,几时都可以打搅的。
That made a very deep impression on me.
我几时都记得这句话。
I still remember that day.
我还记得那一天,他跟我说这句话。
And that's what we need to do. We need to spend time with our children.
这个就是我们需要做的,我们要花时间在我们儿女的身上。
And then the next thing we have to do in order to make this work is we need to be practicing our Christian faith.
另外呢,我们又需要活出我们所传讲的信仰。
Right, it's no good telling your kids, we'll do this and do that if you're not doing it.
你只得个讲字,要教他们做这些做那些,你自己不做的话,是没用的。
We know that's not going to work.
我们真的这样没用的。
We have to set an example.
要有一个榜样。
And the third thing is, you need to understand your faith well enough to discuss it with your children.
当然你自己对你的信仰要充分的了解明白,你才能够有效地来解释教导给你的儿女。
Sometimes, you know, I have parents say to me, oh, Pastor Ken, I don't know very much about the Bible, so, you know, I can't really talk with my kids about that.
很多时候有家长跟我说,Ken牧师,我对于圣经都不是很了解的,所以我没办法教导我的儿女。
You know what the solution to that is?
你知不知道这个问题解决方法是什么呢?
Learn more about the Bible.
读多啲圣经咯，了解多啲咯。
Read it, study it.
读圣经，了解圣经，学习圣经嘅道理。
Come to Sunday school.
嚟参加主日学。
Come to, if you speak Cantonese, come to the Thursday night training class.
嚟到礼拜，比如我哋过去几个礼拜，礼拜四晚黑有嗰啲特别嘅神学嘅教导班。
Become part of a discipleship group.
啊，嚟到我哋呢一个门徒训练班。
Do something to grow in your faith.
做啲嘢，帮助我哋喺信仰里边有进步。
So that you are able to explain it to your kids.
因此你可以有效嘅嚟解释教导你嘅儿女。
Because you can't just push that responsibility off on other people.
你唔能够将呢个教导嘅责任完全嘅系依靠别人嘅。
So to summarize, how do you pass your faith on to your kids?
喺结束嘅时候，我哋再嚟思想点样能够传递俾你嘅儿女你嘅信仰呢
？Well, you need to set a good example.
你要有一个好嘅榜样。
I've already mentioned that, and you need to make God a central part of your family.
要让神成为你家庭生活嘅中心。
Make God and talking about the faith and talking about the Bible something that's part of your daily life.
每日嘅生活，每日嘅呢一个节奏里边，我哋都需要谈论到神嘅作为。
And as I said, when you're raising children, they only spend a few hours a week at church, but that's still important.
嗱，我哋讲到啦，我哋嘅细蚊仔虽然每个礼拜得几个钟头咧喺教会嘅生活里边嘅啫，但系呢啲都好重要嘅。
And so the third one is to make fellowship a responsibility, a priority.
咁我哋有细嘅细蚊仔，年轻嘅细蚊仔嘅时候咧，教会嘅团契生活系好重要嘅。
Because it's important for kids that are growing up to be connected to a spiritual family, a bigger spiritual family.
物以类聚，呢啲细蚊仔佢嘅成长过程里边，佢就同同样信仰嘅人咧，系有一个结合，有一个共同嘅生活啦。
And you know what? This is another area where you teach by example.
这个呢就是我们用榜样来教导的另一个机会。
Do you pull your kids out of church for every little thing that comes up?
是不是当外面有不同的节目的时候你就将你的小孩子在教会的那个应该有的生活里面是将他们抽出来呢
or do you make it a priority?
又或者你是愿意放弃其他外面的活动而要他们是注重教会的个团体生活呢
When I go on vacation, I try to plan it so that on Sunday I can go to a church somewhere and worship.
我放假的日子虽然是在外面但是都要敬拜的时候我都是尽量的参加在那个地方的教会的敬拜。
I don't stop being a Christian because I'm on vacation.
放假不等于是教会的生活都放假。
My kids saw that growing up.
我的小孩子在成长过程里面看到这个榜样的。
Thankful that my two boys are attending church and are involved in their church.
感谢神，我的两个仔呢，虽然现在成年了，继续在教会的生活里面参与。
I want to share about two men that I knew in the past from another church.
我想跟大家呢，是分享有两个弟兄呢，我是以前的教会都认识他
们。One of them I will call James.
其中我叫做James啦。
And James had a job that often sent him traveling to different parts of the country.
James 因为工作的缘故呢，经常要出差。
Sometimes he'd even be away for a couple weeks.
甚至呢，有时候要离开家两个礼拜、三个礼拜嘅。
And whenever he came back, he would share. He'd say, "Well, he said it was Sunday morning, and I looked up the churches nearby. I found one, and I met some nice Christian people there."
每次翻嚟，佢都有分享过啊，过去个礼拜我点样喺当地呢，系揾到教会，我又同当地嘅教会弟兄姊妹有呢啲咁嘅交通，呢啲咁嘅经历咧，同我哋分享。
And even though he was away on a business trip, he said, "Well, I'm gonna meet with God's people."
虽然咧佢系因为要出差啊办公，但系咧喺要敬拜嘅时间，佢继续同呢啲咁嘅主内嘅弟兄姊妹咧系有联络。
His kids saw his example, and actually, they both entered full-time ministry, and now one of them is taking a break and doing something else.
咁啊，呢啲咧係一個俾我哋一個好嘅榜樣啊！啊，其實今日咧，呢個弟兄咧係喺神嘅嗰個工作裏邊咧，全時間嚟侍奉。
It's another one, and I'll call him Robert.
咁啊，另外一個咧，我就姑且叫佢做 Robert 啦。
Robert was a little bit different.
Robert 咧有啲唔同。
His kids were involved in lots of different school activities and.
佢嘅
细
蚊仔咧系参加学校好多课外活动嘅。
A lot of times they would miss church for one reason or another.
好多时候咧，因为学校嘅课外活动咧，所以教会嘅敬拜啊、生活咧就冇机会嚟啦。
They would go on vacation and they wouldn't go to church anywhere.
当佢哋去 vacation 嘅时候咧，亦都唔会参加嗰啲敬拜嘅。
When his kids were teenagers, they missed the youth group about half the time.
咁啊，当佢嘅细蚊仔系呢一个青少年嘅嗰个时段嘅时候咧，因为学教，因为外边嘅活动，所以咧教会嘅啲团嘅生活咧有一半以上时间冇机会嚟嘅。
Because they had homework or they were tired or there's a school activity and various reasons.
功课啊，或者系太繁忙啊，太攰啦，所以团契咧或者转学就冇机会翻嚟啦。
So you see by his actions, what he was telling them was.Being in fellowship at church, coming to the fellowship, it's not really that important. So guess what? His kids graduated from high school, his oldest daughter went to college, and she wasn't going to church anywhere.
咁你又可以想象得到啊，当佢嘅细蚊仔大个之后去读大学，跟住咧就完全唔再喺教会里边咧出现啦。
Yeah, one time I was having lunch with him.
有一趟我同佢有機會咧午餐。
He was sharing his concern about his daughter and say, "Well, Pastor Ken, you know, I'm trying to get her to go to church, but she just doesn't seem interested, and I don't know what to do."
佢同我吐苦水啦，佢話我咧好擔心我嘅大女啊，我成日想咧係影響佢翻翻教會，但係做唔到。
And I didn't say this, but I wanted to.
我雖然想同佢咁講，不過冇當住佢面。
I wanted to say she's doing exactly what you taught her by your example.
我想同佢講噶，其實你嘅女而家做緊嘅事情就係你當日。
So it comes back again to the fact that being a parent is hard because we got to be an example, we got to live the life. There's not a shortcut that gets you around that.
做父母系好困难嘅事情，因为我哋需要咧立一个榜样嚟俾我哋嘅儿女跟随。
Finally, we need to model God's love and grace.
最后我哋需要咧系将神嘅爱系活现出嚟。
To be an example.Of the way God loves us.
我哋要成为一个榜样，俾人睇到神点样爱我哋，因为藉着我哋爱别人嘅缘故，佢哋可以体验到。
And we all fall way short of that, and I understand.
我知道我哋系做唔到，即系起码唔能够完美咁嚟做出呢样嘢。
I've been far from a perfect father too.
我需要向呢个完美嘅父神咧学习。
But if our children can once in a while get a glimpse of that unconditional love.In the way we treat them, that's going to make a deep impression.
但若我哋能够在我哋与我哋嘅儿女嗰个生活过程里边，能够稍为有一两次将到父神俾我哋无条件嘅爱活现出嚟嘅话咧，肯定嚟讲对佢哋有好大嘅呢一个印象嘅留下。
And we need to receive God's grace as well.
我哋亦都需要咧系愿意接受神俾我哋嘅慈爱。
Because sometimes.We hit some difficult spots raising children.
有啲时候我哋在教养我哋嘅儿女嘅时候，会碰到啲困难。
Some of us have grown children who are not following the Lord.
我哋有啲已经成年嘅儿女咧，佢哋唔肯跟随神嘅道。
And I don't want you to leave here just feeling ashamed and guilty about that.
我唔想你离开今日嘅敬拜嘅时候，感觉到内疚。
There is only so much that we can do.
我哋可以做嘅系咁多噶啦。
Ultimately, they are going to make their own choice.
最终呢啲我哋成年嘅儿女咧，佢哋系要为自己嚟负责嘅。
And as much as we might want to, we can't reach in and change that.
我哋好想，但系我哋唔能够咧，系一世牵住佢哋嘅鼻子，要跟随我哋嘅方法。
I hope you can hear that and receive God's grace because.It's a hard thing to face when your children are not following the Lord.
当我哋嘅儿女唔肯跟随我哋嘅信仰嘅时候，希望我哋都能够咧系接受神俾我哋嘅慈爱，减去咗我哋内心嘅嗰个自疚。
For you that are young and single, you've been hearing me talk about all this stuff about raising children.
你哋未曾有家庭嘅。咁你今日听嘅呢个道理，讲到我哋系点样嚟教导我哋嘅儿女。
And I hope you haven't been making a list of everything your parents are doing wrong.
我希望你唔好坐喺嗰树咧，喺树嚟谂起你父母点样嚟亏待你。
Because you need to show grace to your parents.
你需要对你嘅父母亲有呢一个感恩图报嘅心。
It's really hard to be a good father or a good mother.
做一个好嘅父母咧，系好困难嘅。
And Someday when you get married and have kids, you'll find out it's not easy.
有一天你是你的父母的时候，你就会明白我今天所讲的这个道理。
And guess what? You're not going to be a perfect parent either.
我可以告诉你，你都没可能成为一个完完全全完美的父母。
So have grace on your parents.
所以对你的父母，你应该是有这个感恩的心。
Learn whatever you can from them about God.
但是从他们的身上尽量的学习他们怎样的是来活出他的信仰。
Your parents aren't perfect, but they still have a lot to teach you.
虽然他们不是完美的，但是他有很多东西可以教导我们。
And see what you can learn about God from them.
我们希望从他们的身上能够是学习到神对我们一家的那个恩典。
Some of you may have parents who are not believers.
或者你们的父母不是信神的人。
Amazingly, you can still learn something about God from them.
但虽然是这样，你都能够在不是相信神的父母身上学习到神怎样爱你。
Whenever you sense their love for you,
当你感受到你的父母对你的爱的时候，
when you sense that they care for you,
或者感受到他们关怀你的时候，
that gives you a little bit of glimpse of how God feels about
you. 那样东西就给你可以意会到神是怎样的爱你，怎样关怀你了。
And then prepare to leave a legacy of your own.
预备你自己日后怎样在这个信仰上面的那个生活。
Every one of us has a starting point.
每个人都有起步的。
Some are blessed to grow up in a Christian family.
有些人是蒙祝福在一个基督徒的家庭里面成长。
Some of us didn't have that experience.
但有些我们当中的是没有这么福分。
But just take whatever you receive from your parents,and build on that and improve on that.
但是领受你从你父母那处得来的这些这样的恩惠，我们在上面再更加的来建立建筑我们在神里面的那个生活。
As I said, Joni and I had to figure out what does it mean to be a Christian family.
我跟你讲过了，我跟我太太初初结婚的时候，我们都不明白怎样的是来建立一个基督徒的家庭。
Yeah, we did our best, but we made some mistakes.
我们尽力啦，但系我哋在呢个过程里边都有啲跌倒嘅地方。
And if my two sons eventually get married, I hope they'll have a head start.
咁啊，我嗰两个仔如果系佢哋将来要成立家庭嘅时候，希望啊佢哋在成长过程里边都得到啲帮助。
I hope they'll be able to take what we did and build on it and do even better.
佢哋可以将到从我哋身上学习嘅，又再加上佢哋嘅经验，使到佢哋日后嘅生命咧，生活系更加好。
So I hope we can all leave a spiritual legacy and pass it on to the next generation.
我们可以将到我们这个信仰，我们的生活能够是教导我们的下一代。
Now, you've heard sermons similar to this before.
当然，这些这样的道理你以前听过的。
And so my final challenge to you is, how are you going to make God part of your family this week?
我希望大家呢是用今天或者这个礼拜的时间，我们想想怎样能够令到神成为我们这个家庭的中心。
Can you do...one thing different this week from the way things normally go.
可唔可以喺呢个礼拜里边做一样事情，与以前嘅日子唔同嘅，叫到我哋能够经历到神系我哋生活嘅中心。
Thursday is Thanksgiving Day.
礼拜四就系感恩节嘅主日。
How are you going to celebrate that? Can you make giving thanks to God a part of that somehow?
能唔能够喺当日我哋家庭团聚嘅时候？将到感谢神成为嗰日我哋相聚嘅呢一个中心嘅道理呢
？So we're not going to all suddenly have perfect families.
我哋唔会一夜之间就成为一个完美嘅基督化嘅家庭。
But I ask God to show you what's one thing you can do this week to put God in the middle of your family.
但我哋求神帮助我哋喺呢一个礼拜里边，能够做一样嘢可以帮助我哋呢个家。是清楚神是我们这个家的中心。
Let's pray.
我们大家低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们为到你的话语感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for the example of Moses and the people of Israel.
也都为到摩西和以色列人，他们为我们立下的这个榜样感谢你。
And Lord, as we think about our families, whether as parents or as children, we realize they're not perfect.
天父，当我们想起我们自己本身和我们的家的时候，我们知道我们不是完美的。
Lord, help us all to start from wherever we're at right now and make some progress toward making you part of our family.
帮助我们在我们现在的这个地位里面，我们能够更加的进步，叫做我们的信仰是有进步的地方。
Help us to figure out how we can implement talking about you and your words in our families as part of daily life.
帮助我哋点样喺我哋嘅家庭里边，能够将对你嘅道理系活现出嚟。
We're sitting at home or traveling in the car.
无论在家中或者在旅途上。
At bedtime or in the morning.
睡眠嘅时间或者清晨起来嘅时候。
That you would find.Help us find a way to talk about you and your words.
帮助我哋有机会能够系喺工作度喺家庭里边谈论你。
Lord, speak to our hearts and show us each one thing we can do this week.
求天父你亦都帮助我哋喺呢个礼拜，我哋揾到一样嘢。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我哋奉基督嘅名。
Amen.